Jackie?
Heather?
Heather. Go ahead, Heather.
Oh, hi, Mort.
Hi.
My question is, how do I know when it's the right time to start employing the touch charges? When I'm dealing with an extremely obstinate spouse who is telling me they don't love me and don't have any feeling for me, is there a right time to start that?
Yes. Today.
So it doesn't matter that what they've told me, what they've said, or they pushed me away or tell me not to touch them anymore.
Okay.
I still need to continue to do it?
Great question. So let's talk a little bit about, and it might not seem so obvious at first, but stay with me here as I develop this idea, and you'll see the connection to your question. Let's talk a little bit about emotional maturity. The best definition I ever heard of emotional maturity is the ability to balance courage with consideration. What's courage? Courage is the ability to align your actions with your values. It's the ability to stand for something, to believe in something, and to behave in ways that are in concert with those beliefs and those values and those principles. That's courage. Now, generally speaking, courage is a good thing. However, like any quality, taken too far, it can become not a blessing, but a curse. What does it look like when courage goes too far? It looks like dogma. It looks like my way or the highway. Controlling. Manipulative. Inflexible. It's important that a person have also not only courage, but consideration. This is the opposite. What's consideration? Consideration is the ability to consider another in your choices. It's the ability to be flexible, to be accommodating, to be able to adjust who you are and how you do it in order to help others feel more comfortable. Now, generally speaking, consideration is a wonderful quality. But once again, taken too far, it can become a curse. What does that look like? People that are overboard on consideration are people pleasers, conflict avoiders. There's no hill they're willing to die on. They don't stand for anything, or you don't know what they stand on because who they are and what they do is always a function of the circumstances around them or the people around them. They're like chameleons. Emotional maturity, once again, is the ability to balance courage with consideration, to be able to have the wisdom to judge and size up a situation and to understand how much courage is required here or versus how much consideration. More often than not, people aren't really administering courage or consideration based on their judgment, but they're a victim to their inclinations. Generally speaking, people are either overboard on courage or overboard on consideration, and it's not a choice, it's just who they are, and again, they're not in control of those inclinations, they're just following them. So how does this relate to Heather's question, and Heather's question really gives me an example to work with, although I could develop hundreds of examples based on the principle I just described. So on the one hand, Heather, I think it's important in this situation that you have the courage to be committed to being a certain kind of wife, a great wife, that you have the courage to be committed to a certain set of principles and practices that you, I assume, believe are the path to reconciling a marriage. And that wife that you want to be and that path that you believe in includes being physically affectionate. And so it should be, in my opinion, a violation of your values to completely abandon any physical contact whatsoever. You can't do it. On the other hand, you want to have the courage to administer that value, but you want to do it with consideration. In other words, it might say, you know, sometimes I get these very dogmatic people, they tend to be men, but not always, who, you know, they take everything very literally. And, you know, they become hooked on Mort Fertel. And, you know, it says in the book that, you know, I've got to do 3 touch charges a day, and I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. And it's not so healthy. You know, you have to have the ability to administer these principles and practices with consideration also. And so I'm not suggesting that you should, you know, throw your husband down and try to seduce him, tear his clothes off, or even touch him in a way that is intimate. It could be that the, you know, the way you administer a touch charge now is, you know, very, not very intimate, not at all intimate or sexual. It could just be, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like, I'm sorry, the word is slipping me, so I'll just give you an example. Like, you're kind of heading towards the refrigerator and scooting between the dishwasher and the island, and you kind of, you know, put your hand on his shoulders as you scoot by, you know, as if there wasn't quite enough room there. Or, you know, you walk by the couch and you drop your hand on his shoulder, you know, as you go by. Just kind of very inadvertent, that's the word I was looking for. You know, very casual, inadvertent physical contact. He may not like it, he might not want it, but again, it's kind of the, you know, the minimal administration of the practice that you could do, and you should do it. By the way, let me also take the opportunity, because it relates to Heather's question, to make an important distinction for all of you. There's 2 types of physical affection in a relationship. One type is physical affection that requires participation, cooperation, and reciprocation. It takes 2. Let's take, for example, a hug or a kiss on the lips or holding hands. You know, all 3 of those, they're just examples. They require another willing person. The second example, the second type, is physical affection that does not require participation, cooperation, or reciprocation. And I previously gave you 2 examples of those, walking by the island and also dropping your hand on his shoulder when you walk by the couch. You know, those are 2 examples of that. In this kind of situation, the one you're describing, Heather, with your husband, you should be focusing exclusively on the second category. You should not be initiating physical affection that really requires your husband's participation, cooperation, or reciprocation to work, because it doesn't sound like you're in a situation yet where you're going to get it. And so you're just going to create an awkward situation where you get rejected, and there's no upside, there's no benefit. You know, you have this other category, you have this first category of physical affection that you can administer unilaterally that'll you know, that's a good starting point, that'll do the job. And so that's where you should focus. Is that such a simple question? You had no idea I would go through all of that, right? But does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. I need to be subtle and smart about it.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh. Yeah, I think I've got it. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.